Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 We say hallelujah to the Most High God. Welcome to University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies. We're so grateful you joined us. Wherever in the world you live, we acknowledge you. We say thank the Lord for you. We are so grateful for you. We're grateful to our Savior, our Lord and our King. We're so grateful that we can call on his name. You know, I thank God he did not. Oh, yeah, he didn't limit us. We can call on him in the morning, in the midnight hour, in the afternoon. It doesn't matter. He's already heard us before we call. So when we call upon him, he has the answer. Jesus is the answer. He's what we need to the questions that we have. You know he's faithful. I say good evening to each one that's on with us. I thank God for what he's going to do. You know he's done great things. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come honoring you, the great and mighty I am. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. We honor your presence, and we say thank you, Jesus, because you are faithful to us. You are loyal. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. We bless your name. We lift your name on high. You said everything that give breath, praise you. So we come to praise you tonight in the name of Jesus for boys to men, girls to ladies, as they are maturing in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, like Timothy's mother and grandmother taught him the word. So it was written on the tables of his heart. So we are teaching our young people the word. So it's written on the tables of their heart that they will not sin against you, that they will do like Solomon said, sons and daughters, make wise choices. Think about what you're doing. Think about the cost. Think about the reward. Which one do you want? So, Father, I thank you that our young people will make wise choices. They will think through in the name of Jesus. They'll count up the cost as to what direction they should go in, and they will not depart from you. Oh, God, they will be with you all the days of their life, like Samuel. Samuel's mother prayed for a man child. She got it, and she, oh, God, honored you. She kept her word because she promised you if you give her a man child, she would give him back to you. So, Lord, we give our children back to you, the males and the females. We give them back to you because you can watch over them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But, Lord, we're limited. We can't do it like you can do it. But we thank you tonight in Jesus' name. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. Have your way tonight. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as Mr. Sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs.
Welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I'm your co-host, Levi Turner from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for this University of Biblical Studies, Lord God. We thank you for protection throughout the land right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for people hearing the word right now in the name of Jesus. We praise your name, Lord God. You're mighty and powerful, Lord Jesus. We thank you for healing to the nation, Lord Jesus. And we ask that while the people speak and hear right now in the name of Jesus, that all the worries go away right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Father, we bless and honor you. We thank you that you are Lord God, King, Shepherd, and Father. There's nothing that you can't do. You said no good thing will you withhold from those who walk upright before you. So, Father, as we walk upright before you, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do on University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We dependent upon you tonight, Lord God. We cast every care upon you because you care for us. So, Father, we surrender all. We say, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen. Well, good evening. Welcome again to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Well, get your Bibles ready. We're going to do scripture search. We got to search the scriptures. Get your Bibles ready. You know how we do it. I read the scripture. You locate the scripture. State your name and read it. So I'm going to unmute all the lines. Everyone is welcome to read the scripture. Make sure you state your name. Make sure you read the scripture. Don't say, I got it. Read it. You know how we do it. So I thank God for you all tonight. You know, God is so faithful, and he loves all of us. He loves us so much. So our first scripture tonight is found in Genesis 26 and 12. Find the scripture, state your name, and read it. Genesis 26, 12. Genesis 26, verse 12. You know where it is? It's one of the books of law, first book in the Bible.
This is Lily.
For adults as well as... Go ahead, Lily.
Then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. Awesome. That was Genesis 26, 12. All right, next scripture. Keep your Bibles ready. Malachi 3:10. Malachi 3:10. Find it, state your name, and read it. I appreciate you guys. You all are Bible scholars. You all are right on it. Go right ahead. Find the scripture, state your name, and read it. Adults can participate as well. Malachi 3:10. Malachi, Old Testament.
This is Tyrese.
Look in the table of contents. Go ahead, Tyrese.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Amen. Thank you, Tyrese. Beautiful. You guys read very well. All right, next scripture, Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. What does it say? Find it, state your name, and read it.
This is Levi.
Okay.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Amen. Good job. All right, y'all are right on it tonight. Good job. We got two more in this area. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. State your name and read it.
This is Micah.
2 Kings. Okay.
When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied.
Amen. You guys are going good. All right, this is the last one in this phase under scripture search, Romans 5 and 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
This is Isaac.
Go ahead, Isaac.
But God demonstrates in this while we were still singing sinners, Christ died from us.
All right, good job. But God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Thank you, Isaac. Are growing so much. Isaac is 8 years young, you guys, going on 9. He's a good reader. Thank God for you. All right. Well, we're moving right along today. Right now, we're going to have Evangelist Laurel is on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Good evening, Laurel. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is G. How you doing?
I'm doing great. All right. She's going to pray for the children and their families, how the Lord leads her. Go right ahead, Laurel.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this day, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, for another opportunity to come before your throne of grace. God, we just give your name all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, oh God, for you alone are truly worthy to be praised, oh God. Father, we lift you up. We glorify you. We thank you, for this is the day that you have made. Lord, we choose to rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there is truly nobody like you. Nobody like you, oh God. Father, we praise your name. We glorify you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for this time of intercession, oh God, interceding on behalf of families, interceding on behalf of our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up this time before you, God. We lift up our children in this moment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just ask you and petition you, God, to be a very present help in the time of trouble, oh God. Lord, our children need you. like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, there's so much happening around us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and God, our children, they need you, oh God. They need you in the school systems, oh God. They need you in the households, oh God. They need you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we need you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, cover our babies, oh God. Cover them from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, oh God. Keep them, oh God. Surround them, God, with your angels. Love on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, remind our children of who they are in you, God. God, remind them that their identity comes from you, God, not from supermodel status, oh God, and what we drive and what we wear and how much money we have. But God, our identity is found in you. So we pray for every child, God, that's struggling with identity confusion, that's struggling, oh God, with their identity, oh God, and not knowing who they are in you, God. We pray for our children today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would cover their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they will be all that you have called them to be, oh God. Nothing more, nothing less, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray over what our children watch and what they see and what they hear. God, in the name of Jesus, society, God, saying they're supposed to be rich and they're supposed to have this and have that, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, we don't follow this world system, oh God, because you said in your word to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So we pray for our children, God, that they will be transformed by the renewing of their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, remind our children, God, of who you are, God. Remind our children of what they have been taught according to your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, God, over our children, that you keep them covered, oh God. God, as this world tries to call right wrong and wrong right, God, God, help us, oh God, to train up our children in the way that they should go, so that when they get older, they will not depart from it, oh God. Remind our children of the words, God, that you have spoken over them through their parents and their grandparents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they won't depart, God, from your teaching, that they won't depart, God, from your word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, sustain our children. God, keep our children, oh God. Keep them in your hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pluck our children out of the hands of the enemy, oh God. Every lost child, God, we ask that they be found in the name of Jesus. Every lost sheep, oh God, we ask that they be found in the name of Jesus. For you said in your word that you leave the 99 and you go after the one. So we pray for that one in the name of Jesus. God, we snatch them out of the hands of the enemy. We declare that our children shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, that child that's going down the wrong road, God, we snatch them out of the hands of the enemy right now, and we declare and decree life over them, God. They will not die before their time. They will not die, but live in the name of Jesus. We speak life to every child, even the children that are on this call. We speak life to them right now. They shall live. They shall live and have life more abundantly, oh God, a greater life than what we had, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our children shall not live in poverty. Our children, God, will not be gunned down in the name of Jesus. We declare the blood of Jesus over our children now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against every satanic attack now in the name of Jesus against our children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we intercede for the children now. Oh, God, we thank you today, oh, God. Oh, God, that you're covering our children, oh, God, that you're surrounding them with your angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our children will not be another statistic, oh God. Our children will not be another black man or black woman gunned down in the name of Jesus. We bind it up, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the murder and suicidal spirit in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree life over them now. We declare life over their future. We declare life over their present. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against every attack of the enemy, God. Oh, God, we come against every fiery dart of the wicked, God, in the name of Jesus. And we declaring and decreeing that no weapon that is formed against them will be able to prosper. God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the children. We thank you for keeping them in your hands, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that no weapon, even though it may form, we declare it won't work, God, in the name of Jesus, because our children are covered by the blood. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We honor you, oh God. We glorify you for what you're doing, oh God. And God, it is in Jesus' name that we declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. That's my spiritual daughter, Laurel. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. Bless you, my dear. I thank God for that powerful, oh, my God, intercession. Thank you so much. Love you very much. Amen. Well, we have one of my spiritual sons on, also from Jacksonville, by way of Liberia, Africa, and his name is Abiodu. Good evening, Abiodu. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Sister G. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. How you guys doing? Hope
amen,
everybody's
amen.
Doing good.
Yes. Thank God. Thank God for you. But he's going to...
Amen.
I got like an echo in the background. He's going to play and sing a song of praise. What are you going to play tonight?
I'm just going to let the Spirit take over. I'm just going to let the Lord take over.
All right.
I'm just going to go into a little workshop.
Hi, I'll be right with you.
I'm sorry, I got to put these on mute. Hold on. Someone... All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Abiodun.
Your name.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. It was beautiful. Did you create that song?
Yes, I did. Just let the spirit just take control. Just let the spirit flow.
Amen. Thank you. Well, everybody, I want you to know he has his 27th birthday coming up this Saturday. So we're going to say happy birthday on the count of three, everybody. Let's say happy birthday, Abia Duke. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Abia Duke.
Happy birthday, Abia Duke.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, dear. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Right,
I appreciate it. God bless you all.
Fine. I appreciate you. Yep. I met him, I think, when he was about 19. His mother and I was in school together, getting to open our daycare center. So I thank God. Thank God for you. All right. Well, let's continue on. Time for biblical facts. Do you need your Bible again? Biblical facts. It's your Bible, so get ready for biblical facts. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. I thank God for the Bible. It's the basic instructions that we need before leaving the earth. We are going to leave here, you know. We don't live here ever. Going to leave one day. So I thank God. Thank God for what he's doing in all of us. Biblical facts. You know how we do it? It's the reverse of scripture search. I'm going to state the scripture, and you tell me where is it, where it's found, book, chapter, and verse. All right. All right. This scripture is found in the books of history in the New Testament. New Testament. So this is, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were all with one accord in one place. So, find that scripture and tell me what book, chapter and verse is found in. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. I'll give you a clue. It's in the New Testament books of history. From the books of history in the New Testament, this scripture says,
this is Tyree.
When the day of Pentecost. Okay, go ahead.
It's found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1.
Good job. Want to read it?
Yes, ma'am. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to do about one or two more of these, and then we're going to move forward. All right, this one says, from the books of law, this scripture says, and Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, and you may learn them and keep them and do them. Where is that found? Find the scripture. State your name. Tell the book, chapter, and verse. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears on this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. Amen. Where is that one found? From the books of the law, this scripture says, and Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, statutes and judgments, which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep them and do them. Where is that found?
This is Lily.
Okay.
It's found in Deuteronomy 5:1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments, which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them.
Excellent. Good job, Lewis. All right, we're going to do one more of these, and then we're going to move on. All right, from the books of poetry, this scripture says, As the heart panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Where is that found? In the books of poetry. Janae, read it. Book, chapter, and verse. From the books of poetry, this scripture says, As the heart panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Where is that found? Support you. As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Where is that found? I'll give you a clue. Books of poetry. Remember? Job, Psalms, it's in one of those. Five of them. Which one is it? Job or Psalms? From the books of poetry. As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. I'm an adult. You can help the young people. To the water brook. So panteth my soul after thee, O God. Where is that from?
Isaac.
Okay, go ahead, Isaac.
This is Isaac. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God.
Psalms. Where's that
from? 42:1.
Good job, Isaac. I'm so proud of you. Great, great, great. All right, now, the Turner family is going to sing a song. Good evening, Turner family. What are y'all going to sing tonight?
Good evening.
Good evening.
And it's all over. Couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low. Still couldn't find nobody, nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you.
Amen. Nobody's greater than our God. Amen. Thank you all so much. Beautiful. Well, our theme for the month of April has been War and Parents, Ecclesiastes 3:8. So, you know, it says there's a time for everything under heaven, time for war and time for peace. So sometimes there's, you know, with parents and children, they have differences of opinion, not usually so much when they're young, but as they grow and they go into teenage years, their bodies begin to change, the hormones change, and they begin to, you know, question their parents, think that they're smarter than their parents, but it's not so. So tonight, we're going to be talking about suicide is not the answer to life's problems. yesterday I was very fortunate. I went to Luncheon for Life, and the lady that was supposed to speak that I met there, she had some problems in her family, something going on in her family. A person had to go to the hospital, so she couldn't speak tonight, but she promised to speak next week, and she is a nurse, and we look forward to her speaking next week. So we're going to be talking tonight about suicide is not the answer to life's problems. The Bible says that man born of woman has few days and is full of trouble. So yes, it, you know, human beings have so many troubles, but God did not put us down here and forget about it. Able to call on his name. We can call his name anytime. We can say, Abba, Father, we need you, and he's right there. Now, of course, we know that God is a spirit, but he's always with us. We are spirit, soul, body, and mind, but God is with us. We are made in his image, and he doesn't ever leave us. He doesn't ever forsake us. He's not human. He does not lie. So he's always with us. So you might think to yourself, well, if suicide is not the answer, what is the answer? All right, so God tells us that our lives are very, very important. Let's back up and go way back to the sperm. A sperm finds its way to an egg, and then it begins to form and shape. It could develop into a female, thus it would have two chromosomes, one X chromosome, but if it develops into a male, it'll have one X and one Y chromosome. Now, of course, you know, I'm not a doctor. We do have a doctor on here, Dr. Teresa, we're glad she's on with us. So she can interject at any time. It also, it takes approximately 9 months for a life to develop in its mother's belly, the stomach. The whole 9 months, a little life is protected inside the mother's stomach. It's called a sac. It is not an ordinary sac. It's a protected sac given by God to protect the unborn. Now, let's go back even further in the Garden of Eden and check out the life of Adam and Eve. Adam did not have a mother or a human father. God himself shaped and molded Adam from the dust of the ground. And then, everything he made was good. And then he blew, after he finished shaping, he blew his breath, his ruach breath, the breath of life into Adam. And the word of God says that man became a living soul. Adam became a living soul. Wow, can you imagine? No labor pain, no stretching of the stomach for 9 months, but God. So God, the originator of life, has a great plan for creating a human life. So I'm telling you, in essence, that life is very valuable. Father God himself took the time to form and shape every person in their mother's belly. Now, let's look at Eve, her life. Different from Adam, the way she was birthed. Eve, the mother of all living, had no experience of being in the womb of a mother's belly either. However, she did not come from the dust of the ground like her mate, her husband, Adam. God thought all this through before he formed and shaped the earth. He is a great creator. Genesis 1 says, let us take man in our own image and after our likeness, and let us have dominion, and let them have dominion over everything to be created. God said in Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his image. in the image of God. He created him, male and female, created them. Both Adam and Eve fully grown when they were born. But later, they had children. Genesis 2:18, and the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. So that's when God, on Genesis 2:19, and out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them to Adam to name. Now, Adam named all of them, but listen to this. There was no suitable mate for Adam. So Adam, you know, was all alone. The animals had male and female companionship, but Adam didn't. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and Adam slept. And he took one of Adam's ribs and closed up his flesh. Genesis 2:22. And the rib which the Lord had taken from Adam, he made a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, now, this is bone of my bone and flesh to my flesh. So she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. A man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now, this is God's order. Children later came. First, there was Adam, the husband, then there was Eve, the wife, and then the children came. So we have to take note of God's order and follow his plan. If not, we're going to be out of order and nothing will work like it should. Whenever we step out of order in God's plan, we wreak havoc on ourselves. We cause destruction on ourselves. So God had a plan. And, you know, everything that he made was good. And, you know, a lot happened during the time of Adam and Eve. But God's plan had already been made before he formed the earth. You know the story of Adam and Eve. They disobeyed God, and consequences were issued to them. Now, they knew God's law. They knew what God said. But they chose. Just like we do, we choose to disobey God. So God give us the plan in the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving earth. He give us the plan to do it his way, but he don't force us to do it. He gives us a choice, just like he gave Adam and Eve. So let them make their own choice. He could have stopped them. He could have said, wait, I thought I told you. You know how we do our children. We say, listen, son, I told you don't eat the last piece of that pie because that was for my, you know, one of my coworkers. Or I told you, you know, to pick your clothes up. So, you know, we remind them. But sometimes God reminds us too. So Adam and Eve, you know, they decided to go against God, their creator. They forgot who he was. And they heard. But now I want you to recognize they heard the enemy's voice, but they used to meet with God every day in the cool of the garden. But they chose to go against God. They knew what, you know, they knew what God said, just like we do. We'll say, oh, yeah, God, I know. I know, but I really wanted to do this. And so I chose, you know, to do this. So we have to remember who created us. He has a plan for our life. He had a plan for Adam and Eve's life, of course. You know, he already knew they were going to make the choice they made. He wasn't. That's why he's God, because he knew everything. He said he knew our thoughts so far off. So he already knew what they were going to do. He knew it before. They didn't even know. He knew it. So in Deuteronomy 28, there are blessings and there are curses. So we got to choose what we're going to do. We're going to choose to be blessed or choose to be cursed. So let's take a look at the birth process of the children of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were birthed into a blessing. They were born into a good life. And I say a good life, they didn't have to worry about going to the grocery store. They didn't have to worry about cleaning their house. They didn't have to worry about washing the car. No, they had a good life. The life God chose for them, but they chose to live a life that brought heartache, pain, excruciating pain. That's what sin do for us. It brings excruciating pain. James 1:13 says, when tempted, no one should say, God has tempted me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each person is tempted when he is dragged away by his own evil desires and enticed. Then the desire is conceived. It gives birth to sin when it is full grown, and then it gives birth to death. Now, Adam and Eve chose to sin against God, their creator. We do it too. Don't blame them and say, oh, yeah, point the finger. No, 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 we do it too. So Adam and Eve did things their way. They sinned against God. And this is one of the consequences. God said, okay, you're going to birth children, but when you birth them, it's going to be painful, excruciating pain. Because with sin, there are consequences. Now, when we obey, we get rewards. Don't you love rewards? God gives us, he loads us up with benefits every day. Those are rewards. I don't know about you, but I claim my benefits every day. So Adam and Eve, they birthed two sons. And their sons were born into a curse because they sinned. The curse was so horrible that one son murdered the other son. Now that must have brought pain to their father and their mother, Adam and Eve. Cain killed his brother Abel. He ignored God's warning. God warned him. He said, wait a minute. You better think about what you're doing. You get rid of that in your, get rid of that. He was having, you know, different things going in his life because of what God told him, but God warned him. So let's look at birth today, which is very different from the way Adam and Eve entered into the world. After Adam and Eve, after they sinned, it brought excruciating pain into our lives. I mean, when I say pain, women go through pain when they give birth. Now, through my reading and through my studying, I found out there were three states in the process of prenatal development. Now, you know, if God, the Almighty, takes time to form a baby in a mother's belly, he intends for the baby to live. He put a purpose inside him. I know the thoughts and plans I have for all of you. They are good. They're not evil. God does not want us to take our lives. He doesn't want us to take another person's life. When you take a baby's life, that's called murder. When you take an old person's life, that's called murder. If you take a teenager's life, that's called murder. So there's three stages. The first stage is 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks at conception, we know as the germinal stage. The third through the eighth week is known as the embryonic period. Time from the ninth week until birth is known as the fetal period. There's a fetal development, stages of growth. This is how we were all formed. Yes, I'm talking about you and me. Within 24 hours after fertilization of the egg, that will become a baby, your baby, rapidly dividing into many cells. By the eighth week of pregnancy,
the baby will change from the embryonic into a fetus. God said in Genesis 1, everything he made is good. It was good then and it's still good now. He has a plan for the life of every child that he births into this world. So God's plan is for every person that he creates. There are about 40 weeks to a typical pregnancy. These weeks are divided into three trimesters, stages of development, month to month, and what happens each month. Weeks one through four, as the fertilization of the egg grows, a watertight sac is formed around it, gradually fills with fluid, the amniotic sac, and it helps cushion the growing embryo. These develop first in the first few weeks. Center, primitive face, the large dark circles for eyes, the mouth, the lower jaw, the throat starting to develop, blood cells taking shape of circulation, and then circulation begins, the tiny heart, the tube will beat 65 times a minute by the end of the fourth week. By the end of the first month, the baby is about 1/2 inch long. Each month, more and more, the baby develops. First trimester, second trimester, third trimester. God has a plan for each baby. You know, God says in Jeremiah 29, this is from the ESV Bible, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil. Suicide is evil, to give you a future and a hope." Romans 5:8, "For God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So we're going to stop here for tonight, but we're going to go on and continue next week. But I want to let you know that suicide is not the answer. That's what we're talking about. God has a plan, everybody. As a matter of fact, before we stop there, I want to ask Tyree, can you look in the Message Bible and find Psalms 139? And then when you find it, let me know. I'm going to tell you what verses to read. So God has a great plan. Yes, Psalms 139 from the Message Bible. Can you find Psalms 139 in the Message Bible? And let me know when you get it, and I'll tell you what verses to read. All right, I'm going to read 139. This Bible is called For God's Word Each Day. Psalms 139, Message Bible, Tyree.
I have it.
Okay. Read verses 13 through 18.
Oh, yes. You shape me first, inside then out. You form me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking, body and soul. I am marvelously made. I worship and adore. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from perception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you, the days of my life all prepared before I'd even live one day. Your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful. God, I'll never comprehend them. I couldn't even begin to count them any more than one could count the sand of the sea.
That was it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm going to read it, the same scriptures in God's word for each day. 139, starting at verse 13. You alone created my inner being. You knitted me together inside my mother. I will give you thanks because I have been so amazingly and miraculously made. Your works are miraculous, and my soul is fully aware of this. My bones were not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, when I was being skillfully woven in the underground workshop. Your eyes saw me when I was only a fetus. Every day of my life was recorded in your book, but one of them had taken place. I'm sorry, before one of them had taken place. How precious are your thoughts concerning me, O God. How vast in number they are. If I try to count them, there would be more of them than there are the grains of sand. When I wake up, I'm with you. So you can see from this that life is very, very precious to God. He carefully shapes each one of us in our mother's belly. He wants us to thank and praise him for the life he's given us. He doesn't want us to take our lives. He wants us to be grateful for our lives. It's a shame and a disgrace to kill the gift of life God has given us. Our lives are so precious to God. The word of God says God's thoughts of us are vast, more than we can even understand or comprehend. We can't comprehend his love. It's so great for us. You know, how many parents will give up their only child to die for another human being? We wouldn't think it's worth it. But God thought that we are worth dying for, so he sent Jesus to die for us. So we have to really continually think about what we're doing. And you know what? We have to think about what we're listening to. We have to hear what our children are listening to, because some of those things they're listening to have subliminal messages. And some of those messages, I believe, are telling them to do evil to themselves. So we have to be careful about what we hear, to guard our ears, guard our words that come out of our mouth. We have to pay attention to our children, see what's going on in their lives, check out what's on their computer, check out what's on their cell phone. You know, they may think they belong to them, but it don't belong to them. You're the parent. God put you as the overseer of the children. So we have to pay attention to our children. God is holding parents responsible for what their children hear, what they see. So we have to guard our eye gates, our mouth, and our ear gates, as well as our own children. So we're going to be stopping there tonight. I thank God for each of you all. We're going to continue this next week. And does anyone have any questions or comments? We welcome them. We have Dr. Teresa Wright on here. I know she's on listening tonight. We thank God for her. You need to add, you want to add anything, or Dr. Wright?
No, Sister G, you did a phenomenal job in summing and making that so plain and clear about what God's intentions were and how that all comes to play from the moment of conception until the birth, and how that is so important, and how that also truly exemplifies why God is not for us to take away our lives, because it's not our lives to take. It belongs to him, and we need to honor and glorify him in everything that we say, do, look, and who we are around. So you did a phenomenal job. What a blessing. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to listen in this evening.
Amen. Well, we look forward to hearing you speak next week as well. We thank God for you. Thank God for you being on. All right. Thank God for those awesome comments you made. I thank God for you. Thank God for each one of you that are on with us tonight. You know, God is such a great Father. He shepherds over us. He gives us warning. So as parents, we have to watch our children, not just in the natural, not just seeing them with the eye, but God gave parents something to call the sixth sense. He gave them extra to watch over the children in the spirit. You may have a dream about your child. God may show you something. He may show you the child is depressed. He may show you your child is upset about something. He may show you that your child is going to get a scholarship to go to college, and you have to prepare for it. He may show you need to pray more for that child than this child or whatever, whatever God shows you. But in order to get those revelations from God about each child and about yourself, about maybe family members, we got to stay in the secret place. We got to continually call upon him because he's the one that's going to let us know what's going on. He's the one who knows our children. He knows everything about them. He knows everything about you. What he say? He know our thoughts. He knows our children's thoughts are far off. He know what we're going to think before we think it. He know all those children that have murdered themselves. He gave warning, but did we pay attention? No. Sometimes we're on Facebook. Sometimes well, we need to be in the faces of our children, paying attention to them. Don't say, wait, let me see this on Facebook. No, wait a minute, I'm on Instagram. I'll be off in a minute. And you get off there going to sleep. No, our children need our attention. Some people give their puppies and their dogs more attention than they give to the ones they pushed out of the belly. But we got to pay attention for our children. This is serious times now. It's most crucial times. Sometimes the cell phones need to be taken away because it's too much to handle. You're not aware of the subliminal message that's coming, bombarding our children and bombarding you. You say, wonder why I did that? Why I did that? Is something telling you to do these things? Pay attention. Where did that message come from? Why did you do this or why did you do that? We got to pay close attention. Close attention. God is paying attention and he's giving warnings. He's warning parents about some things, but they're too busy, distracted. So it is time for our co-host to come back on. Thank God for our co-host. Oh, my God, our co-hosts are phenomenal young people. I thank God for them. All right, our co-host is coming right back.
It is time for the word, an encouraging word, from my dad, Pastor John Turner.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister G. Mom, I appreciate you, and I honor the God in you. I honor you for being obedient. Because this is a major topic, and I enjoy every bit of it. Now it's time to encourage everyone out there in radio land. And just to tell you, it's 86,400 seconds in the day. So that means that you have time to repent. You're still breathing. You have a pulse. You have a purpose. Allow God to totally come in and change your life. And understand, he's attracted to hurt. He's attracted to your pain. Don't think that you can handle this on your own. Understand, I want you to hear this right here. Please allow me to tell you this. Don't strain your mind too much. From the time we come into this world, we are taught everything. We're taught everything from our mothers, our dads. You got uncles and aunts. You have friends. You have everybody's teaching you everything as a child. It's only when we develop an attitude that says, I know it already. That's when we fall. And it's okay to fall, just don't do it again. It's okay. He forgives that. You can't fall at the same thing that you did. Just learn from it. You understand it? So I had to learn a long way because I failed numerous of times into doing the same thing. So I'm still learning. But I tell you this so you can understand, cherish a teachable heart. I need you to cherish a teachable heart. And then always have that listening ear. It don't take nothing for you to hear, but it takes everything for you to focus and listen. So I'm going to tell you this story real quick here. I ain't going to hold you long here. My dad, Bishop Howard Turner, he had a L dog. This is what they call it in the neighborhood. So that's a 77 Eldorado Cadillac. And he had the gangster's white walls. So he had white trim on his wheels, And he left that car at home. And he left the keys there, too. Now, I'm a teenager, and I love music. I like to listen to the radio. So while he's gone, I see the keys. My mother's not at home. So here I am, Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? I take those keys, and I go downstairs and stick the wrong key in ignition. He never taught me that. So just telling you, because he didn't teach me or because I wasn't looking when he started the car, I always sat in the front when he went for a ride. When we went for a ride, I didn't see because I wasn't noticing those key things. And I didn't have no business with the keys anyway. So needless to say, I got a beating, if I can call it that, on the radio. It's too late now. I mean, I'm a grown man. Y'all can't call CPS now. So and I'm telling you this right here. Please have a listening ear. Be alert at all time. I know this world has all its trials and tribulations. If you're hurting, understand, I'm telling you that Jesus is attracted to your hurt. Imagine this, a room. The Lord was showing me this here. It was a beautiful room, and there was a young lady sitting in that room. And she's just sitting in a chair. She would get up every now and again and walk around and look at other paintings. But the light was off. There was no light in the room. So let me sum this up real quick here. How can you see? Everything's exposed when you turn on the light. Everything is exposed when you turn on the light. I need you not to strain your eyes. In that room, you are a piece of art on that wall that God has painted. So understand who you are, but if nobody tells you, you go to the one who created you. And as you're looking, I need you to focus on the details that God says, because it's a collage of your life on that wall. You have to wait. You have to see. And in that, you will see trials and tribulations also in there. But you know what? You will see yourself laying in the middle of the night crying. And as soon as you say, Lord God, save me, understand there's another painting there that says, hey, look at that pasture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. You will see yourself lying down. All hope is not lost. He has a painting of you, but he needs you to physically turn on the light. You have to get out of your the depths of the sorrow. You have to get out of yourself. I know misery like company, and people love attention today. But therefore, I need you to make it. You will make it. You will live. I speak into your life supernaturally right now, as it is in heaven. I speak it on this earth right now that you will see your portrait. You will see the collages of your life, and you will take it. You will accept it. You will receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I love you all.
We are so grateful for each of you being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
We thank God for our co-host, Levi Turner. Thank God for Pastor Turner, that awesome, encouraging word. you know, that our theme scripture is found in 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I thought, I acted like a child, but when I became a man, when I grew up, I put away childish things. So now Pastor Turner is a grown man. He has his own family. He put away all those childish things, so he's teaching his children, you know, to grow up. So I thank God, but he's not just teaching them how to grow up worldly. He's teaching them how to grow up in God. So I really appreciate Pastor Turner. He's a great father, how he's teaching his children. They come on, they pray, they read the word, they know the scriptures. They pray for me during the week. Sometimes I call them and I say, who's going to pray for me? So they pray for me. I thank God he's teaching them to pray, how to bend the knee. Because, you know, today's children, they need to know how to pray. I met a young woman today, and I don't think that she knew God at all. You know, we missed a whole generation of taking them to worship God, teaching them at home to pray, teaching them at home, you know, to thank God, their creator. A lot of them did not. They said, oh, yeah, I believe in God, but not that Jesus person. I don't believe in him. You know, and it's like Pastor Turner said, we need to have a teachable heart and teach our children to be teachable because they don't understand. You know, we have so many cultures within our culture now, so many different, so many different thoughts of life, thoughts of, you know, of different walks of life, people from all different cultures speaking into the lives of our children. And so, you know, sometimes you see children with, you know, different things on you. Well, what's that? You know, I don't know. Well, where'd you get that from? I found it or somebody gave it to me, but what does it mean? Some of these things are against God that we have in our homes. Some of these things are against God that we have on our bodies. So we got to be careful. Pay attention to your children. So it's prayer time tonight. We're almost about to close out. I'm going to ask Lily Turner, if she would pray for the babies. We pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser. And Lily, can you also pray for the babies that need heart transplants? Heart transplants. Someone asked me last night to pray for a baby that needs a heart transplant. So if you could pray for that, Lily. Lily, are you there? You may have your phone on mute.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us for sins known and unknown. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the life that you put on this earth, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the days that you have given us, Lord Jesus, and are continue to give us, Lord God. We pray for the three babies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Baby Kaiser, baby Zoe, and baby Chloe in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the strength that you put inside of them, Lord Jesus, and their parents, everyone connected to them, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we call forth the right and left side of our mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our minds and bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus in the hospitals right now in the name of Jesus, that floor that they're on in the name of Jesus. We call forth healing to their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing to the parents' mind in the name of Jesus. We thank for the strength for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank for the testimony, Lord Jesus, that they have, Lord God. We give you praise for the purpose in their life, Lord Jesus, that you placed in their life, Lord God. And we believe this effective immediately in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lily. Is there anyone that have a prayer request just on tonight? Anyone have a prayer request? All All right. Well, we're going to ask Pastor Turner if he will close us out tonight. We appreciate you. Thank God for each of you coming. We love you so much. And we know that you were made in the image of God, and he loves you so much. So, Pastor Turner, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We enter through the gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you tonight. Lord God, we bless your holy name. Understanding this now, as we bless your name, we command everything in our parish. We command everything in our city, our town, to line up with the word of God. We command every criminal act right now to cease in its entirety, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever has a bowed down head, whoever is worried and stressed out, even the way they look, looking in a mirror, Lord God, I thank you for ministering angels, ministering to them right now, telling them you're beautiful, you're loved. Lord God, we glorify your name for the things that we can command on this earth. Lord God, we tap into the supernatural, into another a realm, and take our aim at the atmosphere, and telling the enemy you will not have communication with the children. You will not have communication with our teens. We will not have it. We bind and rebuke you right now. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you off of every household, off of every individual in the families that's on this phone line right now, and in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, what they're connected to you, so basically their children are connected to you. So therefore, we speak it and we believe it with confidence that everything will work out in the mighty name of Jesus. We throw down every negative word, every negative thought. We bring it under captivity under you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we glorify your name tonight that the blood of Jesus will carry out through this night and on through the rest of our lives, that you have us protected. You have us favored amongst you and amongst men. And we will watch our mouths. We will watch our ear gate. We will watch our eye gate. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will watch what our children are watching. We will even watch what we're watching and what we're speaking right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I call forth the spirit of excellence over the community of your body, Lord Jesus. I'll call forth the spirit of excellence right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and the spirit of love over in a murdering, hateful spirit right now. And we agree with your word, Lord Jesus, and we relax, we rest in you, we laugh. Lord God, we know who we are. We smiling at you right now because you know we're going to be obedient. You know we're going to be obedient. And we love you and thank you for waiting on all of us to get there for that last supper. Come on, not that last, excuse me, for that supper, our major supper. He's waiting on us. And we bless your name that we all will sit at the table and smile at each other with unity and with love and with favor that the Lord has blessed us to reach it because only we imagined it, and that's why we will see it. Imagine it, and it will happen. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is sealed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I love each of you. Look forward to hearing from you very soon. God bless you and your family. We thank you, Pastor Turner, for that awesome prayer. Talk to you all very soon. Let the Lord have his way in your life.
Oh, God. This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh.